Planet of the Apes franchise taught us to revere Charlton Heston in sci-fi as well as biblical movies, to believe in cheesy monkey suits, and to believe that actor Roddy McDowall might in fact be a chimp. And the movies once again reminded us that nuclear bombs might be responsible for anything in Hollywood, including a world where apes rule over humans. Entertainment, little thrill, not a lot of science, a lot of fiction. But the apes are back, and it's not nukes that are scaring us this time. Opening today, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, without Heston, of course, or McDowell, and without scary nukes. What might cause one species to supplant another at the top of the food chain? Well, we spoke earlier this week with the film's director, Rupert Wyatt, and Andy Serkis, the actor playing the lead computer-generated chimp, Caesar. The monkey suits are much better in this movie. The science is much more plausible, and this scenario, according to director Rupert Wyatt, much more believable.
Everybody, when they watch the first film, there always is that question of, how did this happen? How did this come about? How did these apes actually rise up and, you know, break their bondage and actually become the alpha of this planet?
Right, right.
And that's what makes the whole mythology so fascinating, the idea that, you know, we as a species are so used to being the dominant ones and the ones that rule this earth. And so often we always think, well, if that were to change, it would come from an alien invasion or things that are perhaps more implausible.
Right.
And that's what's so interesting, because everyone always thinks Planet of the Apes is a little camp. And actually, we wanted to take it very seriously.
The 70s version, the original, you know, it answered the question like all movies did in the Godzilla era. You know, it was nukes. You know, that was it. I mean, that's the end of that movie.
We finally really did it. You maniacs! You blew it up! Damn you! Damn you all to hell!
Andy Serkis, how do you approach the issue of why an ape would have power over humans as a matter of acting?
When we approached the role, you know, Rupert and I kind of had the task. I mean, he goes on this incredible journey. Basically, Caesar, this innocent chimpanzee, is brought up like a human child, a gifted, almost prodigy child, because he has inherited this enhanced intelligence drug. Then he becomes very attached to his family. This nuclear family where he feels very loved. And then at a certain point, he begins to have self-awareness and realizes that he is not a human. He's not a species. He's not part of that species. He kind of goes into free fall. And so it's quite a huge kind of emotional, psychological, and physical journey that he goes on. So we very carefully had to craft between us how we were going to do that.
And emotionally, I mean, it is really cutting edge. I mean, in the sense, this self-awareness idea is something that we understand from maybe robot movies and movies about, you know, Avatar these days, but there's also this sense, I was really surprised by it, of just how scary genetics and this contemplation of Alzheimer's and the sort of research that motivates this whole beginning of the movie really, really is. It certainly supplants Rupert nukes, don't you think?
It does. I mean, we never wanted to. I'm personally not a big fan of films that sort of advocate this sort of, or preach this, careful what you wish for, or science and medicine is bad. And you know, the great thing about our species is that we are always looking to evolve and discover things and invent things, and that's part of our own evolution. And so science obviously plays a huge part in that. And I think it's safe to say everybody would love to find a cure for Alzheimer's. And so it's not so much about that being the jumping of the shark in many ways, but it's more about the kind of the fact that the responsibility lies with the individual, as is always the case, as is why great leaders lead to great things and bad leaders the opposite. And so I think that's a great place to start a very real-based story, reality-based story.
And that's really what grounds this in a sense of reality, which is very, very different from the original movies, which sort of begin in a kind of ludicrous way, and then the characters sort of draw you in. This is grounded from the get-go. Now, before we go, Andy, I suppose the answer is fairly easy for you. I mean, in the edit room, you know, when you're looking at shots, are you rooting for the apes to win here over the humans?
I don't think so. I think that's quite simplistic. There is no black and white in this movie, and that's why I think it's stirring, you know, and will get people thinking and feeling, because it's like if any species were to become the alpha of the planet, they have certain responsibilities, and really I think one of the strongest kind of underlying themes of the movie is empathy. You know, it's, you know, whoever inherits the earth, you know, will be faced with exactly the same problems that we are. I mean, what is an interesting irony is also the way that science has helped us create this movie, because there's an amazing amount of minds that have gone into creating the performance capture technology, which allows us to not use real apes in this movie.
The computer generated motion capture, right? Okay.
Yeah, so it's, again, sort of redoubling what Rupert's saying. It's, science, we're not saying science is bad and apes are good. You know, we're sort of saying whoever takes over will probably face huge dilemmas in organization and structuring a new society.
Well, I don't mean it necessarily in a simplistic way, but Rupert, why don't you carry on with that point that Andy raises? It seems as though doing the movie, you develop your own sense of awareness of this responsibility as a species. You're the alpha here on Earth. Changed you to do this movie.
Sure. No, I mean, a really big challenge for us from the get-go is we wanted to tell this story from the point of view of the apes, but we're also telling the story for humans. You know, that's our audience. It's us. So how do we root for an underdog? How do we root for a species that is actually not us? And for me, the answer, and Andy and I always worked closely with this idea in mind, is that the way to do that is to appeal to our best instincts, to appeal to human compassion, to appeal to all the good qualities, all the qualities that Caesar as a young chimpanzee sees, which is why in many ways it's a very hopeful story as much as it deals with all of the troubles that we deal with today. And by that, you know, it becomes actually quite an emotional story, because I think an audience going into this film will understand certain things and certain traits within the apes. They're not, you know, they're not an alien species. They're not distant from us in such a way that we don't understand them. We actually empathize with them and we believe in them because they're very much like us. And I think that's, you know, that's the key, and that's really fascinating.
And what a great assignment for an actor, Andy Serkis, in the sense that, you know, one can imagine, okay, dolphins are supposed to be intelligent, chimps are supposed to be intelligent, but without the awareness that you have to carry off on the screen, they're just intelligence in a package. They don't have this quality of being aware of their responsibility. And that's really your assignment.
Absolutely. You know, the challenge was not to over-anthropomorphize him by saying that, you know, we'll make him more human and therefore he becomes more intelligent. We had to very carefully pitch that. So, you know, all the storytelling is done without any dialogue, obviously. So it's all about body language and connection through emotion and connection through the eyes. And I think Caesar's emotional intelligence really is a real common ground that we can understand, and that sense of empathy that he has. And so there are all these kind of conflicts that run through that Caesar, as you say, has to think very quickly from moment to moment and make decisions for the best.
He does it all with physical acting. That's Andy Serkis, very much a human, but he convinces you he is a chimp, a bit of a tortured chimp, starring as Caesar, the chimp who leads the revolt in The Rise of the Planet of the Apes, directed by our guest Rupert Wyatt. They both joined us earlier this week. That film opens today. Hit it, Mick.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.